one from like Foster Orleans or for Trent.
Oh,
Trent
to rent
Ryder
one?
To the barn or something.
For that land. Okay.
And then that way people just have to take the bus out there and then boom.
Well, that There's bus, how much do you think costs? So I would almost offer my van, actually. Like, for those.
Yeah, your van can only fit six people.
Buses are very expensive.
Are very?
Really? Well, I don't know if you don't get a driver, but.
Well, you need a driver.
You have to have a licensed driver as well, yeah.
You need a
B plus. Yeah. Boo! So maybe I'll just use my... I would taxi my van then. I would use it as a taxi, my van. Or coordinate something where if I give someone a car...
How much could it cost gas money?
Two ways? Let's say 20 bucks. Oh, for gas in terms of... Well, busload of people.
No.
Sorry, van.
If we bring it down to the original numbers, 50 bucks an entry, 10 people need to arrive.
I can get more than 10 people, though. Like,
that's perfect, then you can make profit. Fucking bare minimum.
Okay.
Then you get two, that's the bare minimum, two rides, which would be 40 bucks worth of gas, added on to the price of the game system, which would be, if you add on taxes, it would be coming close to about $500, but that's what the 10 people at $50 a head pay. Then any extra people you bring on is pocket profit. Cost 40 bucks to bring them out, but you know, the rest of the pocket profit.
Okay. But that's 50 bucks a head. I don't think any of my buddies would go for that. Hey.
With 1 in 10 odds of winning a Wii?
I would say...
So you need the 50 bucks.
If I know the, like, I know my buddies, like, they would balk at the 50... 20
and,
bucks
and
I could get them.
It counts gas money going out. Maybe if you could include pop or beverages or something off that too, but then, you know, getting into your price.
20 bucks, I know they would go for that. Because it's the same as my party, remember? Because they're bringing their systems
to. The problem with $20 a head to reach the cost of the game system being about $450 after.
I would make it Wii though. The Wii, no, would still be $190 plus. Oh, you're saying the total cost?
It's only about $200.
Yeah, like. Well, we can check it actually as a prize, but I think it's like it's not more than $300. I'm pretty sure. Like PS3, I think is 400 and less. That's top of the line. The Wii is probably, like I say, 270.
There's no one after Wii?
No, Wii is the latest. Yeah, yeah, I know. A land and having a prize. Wow, dude. And I've got all my gamer friends from Magnic. And I've got all my buddies from Magnic that I would invite to this.
We is $279. After taxes, it's about $300.
Okay.
Okay, now just 300 divided by 20 bucks a head is 15 people you need to attend.
I can do that.
15 people is three rides, so an added on $60.
I can have.
So
I know two of those rides are covered. So it would that probably. Most one ride.
400 to make a profit divided by 20 ahead, you need 20 people.
Okay. And I would only need one ride. So, I mean, that's 20 bucks-ish. Because, I mean, everyone else, like, I know pretty much have cars. If I can bring you down the day before with a cargo van, we won't need... Because then we could probably somehow manage... It's like, each time I come with my cargo van, I'll bring someone's system or something for the week. Or, you know, make it, you know...
If you can.
If
that,
I can.
That's really up in the air. That,
yeah, I know exactly what I mean. We'll see. But I think
you
a land...
Brown if people hop out of
it. Just got to wait for activation.
Fair enough. So I can have me panic there.
Yeah, seriously, I can put my own songs on that waiting line. And other bands.
You'll have to talk to Scott about how.
No. Well, he said I could submit music, so... All right, yeah, cool stuff. Anything else we can talk about for the dev meeting would be you were talking about landing pages, Scott, but I mean, we're really only going to be finalizing that on Wednesday, so we don't really have to touch base on that. What else was it? You showed bumper stickers. Is a bumper stickers website? Possible client coming in?
Yeah.
Okay, if you guys want to kind of just outline what's happening there and then just give us here at Dev an idea of what they're looking for. Actually, let's bring... can someone post the link in the chat there just so we can all check out the website?
Yeah,
Cool, thanks. Good stuff. Now we can. I love this. Meetings, like, we should definitely have
it's
video.
Like birthday comes up, when you type in.
No. Actually, no. That's fine. But I like the idea of the. Tool.
Where they don't want us, Scotty, no, they don't want us to do voice calls.
Oh, sorry. Can you guys go over that again? Can we put up the volume? Just a bit, because I just didn't hear what they were saying. I know.
What was that? Go over what? Say what I just said again?
Continue.
Yes. Yeah, we're just turning up the volume. It was just a bit faint. Sorry, I didn't catch that. So, yeah, repeat everything.
God. You guys, as I see it, do bumper stickers and cardboard signs. They do multiple. I got it here.
Bring it up? I just want to see how.
Or that works too.
Yeah, I'm looking at their bumper sticker site. Yeah, we can definitely make that a hell of a lot better. I mean, there's nothing here. There's nothing graphical at all on this page. Did they mention they wanted a different layout, or are they happy with the menu system and, you know, being on the left and whatnot?
They haven't talked to me yet. They haven't called me yet.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So basically.
Well,
it's yet another see what you can do with this.
I got a message. I have to
Finish that. Oh, were you going to add it to the gallery, you mean, or no?
No, remember, we don't touch them until they pay anymore, remember?
Yeah, that's it. Well, so yeah, once we get the final word that they've signed on for the setup fee, then we can start working. But yeah, I can start thinking that it'll be really easy, actually, to work with this site. So just get them signed up, and then we can start development. There you go. Okay, trying to figure out what else was there on the plate. Scott, was there anything you wanted to bring up? In terms of the redder pigment for the business cards, actually, are you sure you want to increase it? Have you seen what we've gone with for the latest graphic, and how red would you want it from that?
Well, basically, we had the cards printed, and they came out a lot darker than what we wanted. So we definitely wanted a lot lighter. So when they do darken it, which they said they do, it won't be overly dark.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. Yeah, Justin. If we can, when we get him in, then we can, tell him about this. Where are our graphics guys for development meeting?
Oh, I have a setup for the sign guy. Yeah. I have a setup for the commercials for YouTube. I also have a cast ready.
My cast.
And I need to change the script and run it by whoever wants to see it. Make sure it's all looking pretty.
That would be you.
Are there any... definitely. Keep me in the loop there. Here, I'll put my email into the... just email me at trident@websiteme.com. And then we can start coordinating. I also, would you need anything on, like, location shooting or anything that we could maybe share that video with, or?
I'm doing it down in San Diego. I got, like, three different areas I can make it look like.
Cool. Okay.
I got a forest area if you want to make it look like it's in the country. I have a beach if you want to make it look like about, in a vacation area. I also have...
not even make it. Who do you want to see live? Say one week we say vote for who you want to live, and then you'll see the outcome next week with the fight. But you won't know who the votes are, right? You just put in your vote.
Go to website me to vote.
Yeah, go to website me to vote, And that and there's your idea.
Exactly. Once they vote, we'll put fake outcomes. Like, we'll say percentiles, like, this guy has, 30%, and I'll have, four names there, but there's only two people fighting. And I'll be looking at it going, why are there four names? I only had two choices to vote for. So no one really knows who's going to win?
Yeah, exactly. Should only show, who's in the lead, or have it random. I don't know. Obviously, if you show the lead, you'll know more people will vote because they have a preference or something.
And they'll go to the website more.
Yeah, exactly.
To check it out.
Yep.
And that's the best way to do it.
Awesome. Perfect.
Let's get that down.
Yeah.